This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, so picture this. A bright, sunny afternoon, perfect for being outside, right?
Oh, yeah.
Four friends, Violet, Jean, Sarah, and Neo, are hanging out, totally bored with nothing to do.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Right. And then Violet gets this incredible idea.
Let me get something awesome.
You bet. She wants to build a fort.
Okay, cool.
But not just any fort.
Okay, so what kind of fort?
A floating fort. One that would sit right on top of the water.
Wow, a floating fort. That's ambitious.
Yeah. A fort on water, Sarah asked, raising an eyebrow. That sounds impossible.
I can just imagine her face.
I know, right? But Violet was determined. Not if we try, she said with a grin. And that's where the real adventure began.
I love it. So where do they even begin with something like that?
Well, they decided to use things they could find around the house in the garage.
Smart, resourceful.
Exactly. They gathered up wood, empty soda bottles, and a big blue tarp.
Wait, soda bottles? What were those for?
Well, Neo, who seems to be quite the little engineer, had a brilliant idea. These bottles will keep it floating, he said confidently, piling them up.
Clever. I bet he was thinking about buoyancy.
Buoyancy.
Yeah. It's like, you know how things float in water?
Yeah.
Well, buoyancy is what makes that happen. It's a force that pushes things up in water.
So like a boat.
Exactly. A boat has lots of air inside, which makes it less dense than water, so it floats. And those empty soda bottles, they have air inside too, so they'll help the fort stay afloat.
Wow, Neil thought of everything. We'll use the wood for the base and the bottles for buoyancy. The tarp can be the roof, he said. So they got busy building their fort right on the edge of a pond.
I bet that was exciting.
Oh, yeah. They carefully attached the bottles under the wooden base, and then they stretched the tarp over the top for a roof. It looked like a giant raft.
So they built it. They're ready to go. It's sitting on the water.
And you know what? It floated. They were so excited. Sari even cheered, "It works!"
I can just imagine their faces all lit up with excitement.
I know, right? They carefully climbed onto their amazing floating fort, ready for an afternoon of adventure.
This is awesome! So did they set sail and everything?
Almost.
Oh no, what happened?
You see, they maybe got a little too excited.
I've been there.
Yeah. They all climbed on at once, and suddenly...
Uh-oh.
Yep, uh-oh, Jean said. It's dipping.
I was afraid of that.
And before they knew it, splash. The whole fort tipped over, sending all four friends tumbling into the pond.
Oh, no. But you know what? Even though their first attempt didn't go exactly as planned...
Right.
I bet they learned a ton from that experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, even the best engineers make mistakes sometimes.
Definitely. Yeah. It's all part of the process, right? Figuring out what works, what doesn't, and trying again.
Exactly. And these friends, they weren't giving up. Neo, spitting out pond water, said, "Maybe we need more bottles."
He's got the right idea. More bottles would mean more buoyancy, more flotation power.
You got it. So they climbed out of the pond, soaking wet but still giggling.
I love that they were still having fun.
Me too. And they were determined to make their floating fort even better.
So what did they do differently?
They learned from their mistake. They added way more bottles this time to make sure it could hold all of their weight.
Smart thinking.
And they also made the base of the fort wider, like a really wide raft.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. So it wouldn't be so tippy.
Yeah. Spreading out the weight would make it more stable, less likely to tip over.
You got it. They were becoming expert fort engineers. They decided to call their improved creation Fort Awesome, Sarah declared, holding up a homemade flag.
Fort Awesome. Love it.
Right. And guess what? Fort Awesome 2.0 was a total success.
I knew they could do it.
It floated perfectly, even with all four friends on board. They spent the rest of the afternoon playing pirates and explorers on their amazing floating fort, sailing across the pond, having the best time.
You know, even though they had that little mishap, they ended up with something truly awesome.
They did. And they learned that even when things don't go exactly as planned, a little bit of creativity and teamwork can go a long way.
Exactly. They figured out how to make their fort float. They learned about buoyancy. They even got a little wet along the way.
Yep. And most importantly, they had a blast doing it.
That's what it's all about.
So what about you? What kind of fort would you build?
Oh, that's a tough one. Maybe a treehouse fort.
Ooh, nice.
Or maybe a pillow fort in the living room.
Awesome. Remember, there's no limit to what you can create if you use your imagination.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe you'll even discover your own inner engineer along the way.
I bet you will.
So get out there, build something amazing, and have fun.
Absolutely.
And that's our deep dive for today. Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning.
See ya. Bye.